1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Give me a P.
P.
Give me an H.
H.
Give me an O.
It's going to take too long.
No, okay, it's time for your phone tap.
You are a terrible cheerleader.
You know what? And today's call... We talked to a guy who made an agreement with someone online to buy a set of dining room chairs.
Okay.
And according to his wife, he's had a run of bad luck buying and selling stuff on the internet with people not showing up or not emailing him back.
Everyone does. Online stuff sucks.
Well, his bad luck is about to continue.
Uh-oh.
Because you've heard of the Property Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
But this is going to be the first installment of the Craigslist Cousins. Starring Jose and myself.
Yeah.
A lot less attractive.
Oh,
ouch.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying.
But
they have good jawlines.
Maybe we're almost as smart because we have a plan to get more money out of him.
Okay.
We'll see if he takes the bait in your phone tap right now.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey's free money phone taps.
Only on Movin' 92.5.
Your chance to win $500.
Hello?
Hey, is this Caleb?
Yes, it is.
Hey, man, this is Lenny.
Oh.
You gave me your number about the chairs that I listed for sale on Facebook Marketplace?
Yeah. We're meeting in about an hour.
Right. So I'm going to tell you this, and just know I don't feel good about it, but you need to know.
Is there something wrong with the chairs?
Well, no, but I kind of already sold them.
Why? I thought we had agreed to meet up.
Yeah, I know, and I'm sorry about that, but someone just offered me a higher price. So they're going to be here any minute, and I just have to take the money.
Jeez, man, like...
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. I just... You know how it is.
No, dude, this just kind of messed up that you went back on what you said.
Well, I hear you. I mean, you're definitely entitled to your opinion, and if you want to offer a higher price than him, then...
What?
Maybe I would consider that.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm serious. Oh, sorry. Can you hold on for just a second?
What?
Oh, hey, Rob. I mean, what'd you say your name was?
Oh, hello. My name is Robert. What is your name, stranger?
Oh, my name is Lenny. It's great to meet you for the very first time.
And as well
Dude,
to you.
Come on, man.
Wow. These wood-stained chairs are beautiful. I cannot believe the price I'm getting for them.
Okay, all right.
Could you hold on for just one second?
Sure, but don't keep me waiting. I really want these wood-stained chairs super bad.
You can't be serious.
You got it, friend. Hold on.
Really?
Hey, Caleb, it's me, Lenny. I don't know if you heard, the buyer's here. And
are you kidding?
Hopefully you didn't overhear us talking about the chairs.
Of course I heard you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That's embarrassing. Anyway, I mean, this guy's offering me $20 more than asking price, but...
$20? Are you kidding?
They're just really high quality chairs, I guess. I don't know. But here's the deal. If you wanted to go $25, then I'd kick him right out of here.
You know, I know what this is going on here. It just sounds like it's your buddy in the background there.
What?
And you guys are just rehearsing this, and you're just trying to drive the price up higher. That's it.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is the first time that I've ever met this stranger.
Hey, these look right out of the box. I can't see any wear nor tear. They must be in some sort of mint condition.
Can you stop, please?
Rob, okay, while everything you're saying is true,
please
keep it down because I am on the phone.
Sure, but these chairs are incredible.
Okay, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, respectfully, I think the dumbest thing ever would be for you to pass on these chairs.
Why am I so...
It's true. Heck, I'd offer him even more if I were you.
Oh my God, I'm not doing this. Hello?
Hey, Caleb. It's Lenny from earlier.
Oh, listen, I don't want to do this anymore. Like,
do what?
Your whole dog and pony show, all right? You know, driving up the price. I'm not into it, okay?
Well, I just found out that guy Rob, who was here earlier, turns out he's a fraud.
Oh, really? I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, me either. So I just want to say I'm really sorry about that. He didn't just want the chairs. He wanted favors, too. And
okay.
I do not do that.
You know, this is just too much information, guy.
Okay. Well, I apologize. But if you do want the chairs for the price that we agreed upon before, you can just come on over.
It's getting too weird. I don't have a good feeling about this anymore. Hmm. I don't even need the chairs that bad.
Sorry, hold on. Rob's back.
Yo.
I thought he was scamming you.
Hey, what's up, Rob?
Oh, hey.
Guys.
Have you told Caleb that this is a prank yet? I really have to pee.
I have not told him that yet.
What is going on?
What's going on is this is a joke, man.
Yes, it is
Wait.
A joke.
So you're not selling chairs?
No, we're not selling any chairs. This is actually Jeff and Jose from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
It is a phone tap.
Oh, that is so cool. I mean, that really had me going.
Oh, well, good. Then you can thank your wife, Penny, for setting you up because she said that you've been shafted by people selling you stuff online lately. She wanted to mess with you.
You guys are the worst actors I've ever heard.
What? Who is acting? I am going to take my life savings out and buy these chairs. As you should.
Are you sure you don't want to outbid him?
I have $5.
Oh, Caleb, this is your chance.
All right, I'm hanging up now.
All right, we'll hold on to the chairs for you just in case.